What a week.
What a crazy week it's been. I download a game, I sit down to play the said game, and I read reviews, and I'm like, I'm not going to waste my time with this game.
Yeah, that's why you don't read reviews.
I get stuck playing
it.
This is probably the craziest week, I think, since we've been doing this show. Mm. And we've been doing this show for 9 years?
Mm. Yeah, more than 9 years now. Yeah.
Since 2013, so 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
2013, we started this show, and you got to think what that means. That means we went through the time of the Xbox One reveal fiasco.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that I haven't seen the...
I actually remember that because we were, we would like... I remember having a conversation with you, David, and we were sitting there, and they just announced that, because remember, if you remember, the original Xbox One was bundled with the Kinect, and the reason they did that is so, like, everybody would have the Kinect, so games could utilize them as they saw fit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, I forget how long, but a while later, they discontinued that, and I remember talking to you, David, and you're like, oh, thank goodness, we don't have to try and defend that anymore.
So for everybody who's under a rock, who's not been paying attention to the gaming news this week.
What was that, Jordan?
Well, yeah. Redfall dropped this week, and it dropped to some very bad reviews, which led to this sentiment bubbling up, not from the opposition, right? From the home team, from people on our own side.
Inside the locker room at halftime.
Inside the locker room at halftime. Tim Tebow standing up saying, we need to do better. And that seems to be what has happened. A lot of people questioning, why has Redfall dropped with such poor reviews? This is unacceptable. And Spicy, before we really get into it, Spicy did play this game. Mm-hmm. Before we jump into all of the stuff around it, whether it's the criticism is over, whether it's warranted, whether there's a lot of hyperbole there. Spicy, why don't you talk about your first impressions of Redfall overall? Is it fun? Should players try it? Is it accurate, what's being said? Is it as bad as people are saying? Or what?
Yeah,
let's play actually some of your gameplay. You have
that's actually a really good idea.
Yeah. And while you're pulling, that's the gameplay right there. There you go. We already had it. Well done.
I had it prepped.
Well done.
I actually pulled out some notes this time, so because I don't know how to talk about this without getting kind of in depth. So, but to overall, okay, let's talk about what. I don't know how to defend this game. I'll just say that.
So yeah. So the reviews are not unfair. They're accurate.
Here's the thing. Let's say that this game has no bugs. Let's say this game launched polished. Okay. In my opinion, this game is mediocre. As a polished, if it came out polished, it's average. It's just an average game. They didn't try to do anything new. There isn't anything exciting about it. There's guns and loot, and you get better guns. And the story's okay. The voice acting's okay. It's okay. So, knowing that, okay, it's I mean I would look at this game as it stands right now, and if I were to say, oh yeah, this indie developer came out with this game, it's their first shot, it's okay. You know what I mean? Like they tried, they're gonna learn from their mistakes, and they're gonna get better. Problem is, this isn't an indie developer, right? This is Arkane. They made Prey. They made Dishonored, the Dishonored series. They have a pedigree of being a high caliber developer. Mm-hmm. They know what they're doing. That's kind of where a lot of us on the home team are confused by this, because the game in itself is mediocre. Now let's start adding a lot of the problems with the game. The frame rate fiasco is, I mean, we were talking about it before a couple weeks ago, we were talking about why did it come out in 30 FPS? I mean, and Jordan, you were saying it's a mistake. That it's you. I believe your terms were it's foolish. Why didn't they come out with 60 frames? Right? They had all the cutscene CGI that we saw for the trailer and everything. Everything we saw was in 60 frames at least. You know. And which, by the way, can I go on a small tangent? This game has no CGI cutscenes, which the trailers do. The cutscenes that I watched were all like the comic strip style cutscenes. And from what I know of playing this game, there isn't any CGI cutscenes in it at all. Which, if they have the trailer with like some badass cutscene, why does the story not have that cutscene?
Yeah.
You know, it's really just, it's disappointing to be such, this game was super hyped. Like it was hyped hard.
Well, here's a question for you.
Yeah.
Why should I play this game over Dead Island 2?
You shouldn't. Honestly, there's no,
I mean, because they're both, if you don't have Game Pass, right, they're both $70.
Oh, that's the big problem about this game.
That's a big problem.
This game is a $70 game. This game is not a $70 game, but that's what people were, they had to pay that to play that game, unless you have Game Pass, which, thank goodness.
Well, this just seems Microsoft, right? They can drop a game out of nowhere, like Hi-Fi Rush, you know, with one of their studios, and do really well. But they cannot hype a game up and deliver. I mean, the last big hyped game we had was, well, the last big one that didn't deliver was probably Halo, right? I don't know if the new Forza Horizon came before or after Halo. I think it was after. That one was good, but this just... I have heard that Microsoft is a hands-off approach publisher, and... I'm not saying, so don't take it the wrong way, I'm not saying that they should micromanage their studios, but I think this is evidence they should be more involved. And I think there's other games that are evident that they should be more involved.
I agree 100%. I'd never agreed with you, believe it or not, until this game. Because now I'm thinking, what is Microsoft's role here?
Well,
because Bethesda is the publisher.
Well, so the acquisition, the merger, there was a Windows Central article where Jez Gordon went over exactly the details and the roles of how everything is working. So internally, Microsoft hasn't taken over fully of Bethesda yet. So Matt Booty wasn't over this game.
No,
it's
but
still.
Isn't there? Can't Microsoft go, hey, Johnny? You know what? Let's just check up on these guys. Go play the game across, you know, go down, go fly out there. I don't know where Bethesda is. Maybe they're across the street. I actually don't know. But go out there.
Maryland.
Fly out there. We'll buy you lunch and just go play the game and see how it's doing. The game, if you play it, I mean, let me tell you one of the bugs. The AI is terrible.
Is that a bug, though, or is that...
No. Like, you can't tell if there's a vampire attacking you or just following you around. Because it's not attacking you. It does the weirdest... They go through wall... Because they can, like, teleport and do weird things. Mm-hmm. I don't know of a game where the AI is this bad.
Well, and it's just... David, you talked about it this week. Microsoft is the one that hyped this game up.
Yeah, that's
the big, you can the drop real a, big problem.
You I can guess. Drop a bad game. There's going to be games that don't hit. And for everybody that's like Phil Spencer admitted that games will be Yeah, it's the nature. If you're putting out lots and lots of content, some games just won't hit that intend to hit. You think it's a good idea, you try to implement it, it just doesn't work out. My problem here is not that it's not a good game. My problem is what? Why did Microsoft decide to make this their marquee title, their marquee pitch?
That's the thing, David. If Johnny was to be sent over there and just play the game, he would have gone back to his bosses and go, you know, they need another year. Because this game feels like when I played this, it felt alpha. It felt like alpha gameplay. The controls were slow and sluggish.
Yeah,
there was a slight delay with the joystick. I actually, even when you start out, the joystick, like, mouse movements where, you know, like the Destiny move the mouse places.
Yeah, the cursor thing.
It's on, like, hyperdrive. I you barely move the joystick. If we go back to the gameplay, which I could, I can if you guys want, but because this is me playing, everybody. But, like, I have to spend time to go in and find where the dumb mouse outside of the AD, like, outside of the aiming, how to slow that thing down because it goes boop, 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 boop. It's like accelerated beyond all belief. If anybody were to sit down and play that, they would be like, you know what? Let's dial that back for the default. you know? And then there's things like the aim down sight. When you aim down sight, usually, I mean, I don't know of a game that doesn't give you a separate sensitivity for ADS versus shooting from the hip. This game does not even give you that. It confuses me that, like, something so simple is not included in the game. That's why I feel like this game is, it's alpha.
Half-baked?
It's totally half-baked. And granted, let's say this was an indie developer. Okay, that's the kind of things, it's a $10 game. An indie developer made it, you'd be like, okay, yeah, this is a good try. Let's have them make a sequel and see if it's any better. But the problem is, it's Arkane. Like, they
made Prey.
Prey
was good.
Dishonored 1, Dishonored 2. They did Deathloop, which I would say is not as good as those other games, but still better than this one.
Yeah.
So it's really, it's fascinating to me. It makes me, when I'm playing this, it makes me think, what was Microsoft's role in this? Did they not send anyone out to? Because if you're backing this as hard as they're backing this, why aren't they playing it too? Granted, Microsoft also makes Windows, and I don't think they test that software either. So,
maybe. But you know. You know.
This is, look at my aim. It's so terrible. Well, it's just, this is embarrassing, but it's because I'm playing on. Oh, the frame rate is crazy. So I actually, since it's on
Game Pass, is it not even like a stable 30?
I don't think it does. It did not feel like that. I went and played this on my PC. I downloaded it and played it on my PC because I wanted to feel the difference to see what good frame rate would feel like. And I have an older card ish. It's a 2080 Ti, which is still decent. At the time, it was like balls of the walls, awesome. But I was getting ranging from 130 frames to 60 frames constantly. Mm-hmm. It was not staying any, like when I play other games, it's at 90, it's at 200, it's wherever. Mm-hmm. But at least it stays consistently, you know, within like 10. This is constantly going, ramping up to 130, dropping down to 63, ramping up, dropping down. When I'm just moving the screen, just barely, it tells me that this game's optimization is in an alpha stage.
Well, it seems like the whole game was like when they had that interview with Phil Spencer this week, and even like you were saying, David, he kind of said all the right things, but the problem is like you guys knew it was like this. You know what I mean? You can't.
That's what's so crazy.
I
mean,
I have a hard time believing that you didn't know, right? And it's just, I don't know, I feel like modern gaming has gotten into that trend of like, oh yeah, we're sorry, we'll do better next time, right? And, you know, obviously, hopefully they support this game and they keep patching it and all this stuff, yeah, and do all that stuff. But you know, I don't know.
Jordan, controversial take right here for me.
Just cut it loose.
I think they should just scrap this game.
Yeah, but can you though? Because you made people spend $80.
I think
you give people, $70.
I think you give people the refund that did it. The problem, and the reason I say this is, at its base,
why waste your resources?
It's a mediocre game. Yeah. Like let's take a game Sony messed up on. I'm going to say No Man's Sky. They main staged it. Basically they did the same thing. The difference between what No Man's Sky is and this is, No Man's Sky was a risky game. It had a lot of potential. It came out with bugs after bugs after bugs. There's a reason for that, I know, but it eventually became something very great because of the scope of what that game was. This game, I don't see, if they were to fix all the bugs,
it would still just be mediocre.
It would just be still like a 65 out of 100 game. You know, like at its purest form.
Well, and when I didn't get to play this game, but I'm watching your gameplay. It does have like a Dead Island feel. You know what I mean? Just with vampires and guns, more relevance on guns and stuff. And that's why I'm thinking, like, okay, why should I play in this post-apocalyptic world as opposed to the streets of Los Angeles?
Well, look at these executions. Yeah. Watch this. And he's dead. There's, like, no execution animation. Like, I don't like that. It's the weirdest. And, like, the running animations are bizarre. I feel like I'm sliding across the map, not running across the map. It feels... in a sluggish way, the game is not very good.
It feels like they had a deadline and no one wanted to budge on that deadline. Is that what are we, you know?
Well,
they already had the Mountain Dew cans printed out, and
I don't know. I honestly don't know how this got past like
anything
playtesting. Yeah, anything. Yeah, I even tried. How deep are we into this video? The first 15 minutes are me trying to figure out how to play the game because it wouldn't launch as a single player. And then so I tried to host a game, and then it said you can't host a game unless you have someone playing with you. And that confused me, which I guess that makes sense. But so there's no public matchmaking, I guess, is the way to put it. Oh, Jordan. I screenshotted it too, by the way. You're going to love this. Yeah, actually, I'm going to go find it on the... Let me find it where it says it. This is my initial reason why I hated this game. I'll tell you why I'm looking for the gameplay here. Yeah, this is me trying to figure everything out. But here's the cutscenes. I'm going to pause it for a second. I'll find it. It basically says, if you play this with friends... The story campaign does not go through.
That's dumb. Why even make a co-op game? Because we don't want to ruin the experience of other players with your friends. Then don't play with that friend. It's a simple fix. All right, this bothers me. I'm going to tell
go
you.
Go for it, man, because it pissed me off.
Ubisoft does this all the time, right? Far Cry, right? Hey, we're doing this whole thing with co-op, right? Far Cry, it's great, whatever. I mean, the first thing they did wrong.
It's great, whatever.
Yeah. First thing they did wrong is they tethered you, which was annoying. I could live with that. But the most annoying thing in co-op games is like why the most annoying thing in co-op games is when you're playing a game and you have your friend jump in and then you guys go through a bunch of quests together and your friend jumps out and decides to log in the next day, and guess what? He has to do all the quests again that he did with you, because the big excuse is, If one friend just skips through all the cutscenes, we don't want to ruin the experience for the other friend. Well, do you know the solution to that? Don't play with that friend. That is a user solution, not a developer solution, right? They don't need to fix problems that they don't have, right?
Go for it, man.
I just don't get it. Like, who? Oh, anybody. Who thinks that that's a good decision?
Oh, this is me starting out. So I'm already 10 minutes in and I still haven't played yet on this playthrough that I'm playing. But there it is right there. It says multiplayer progression. Host player retains all mission progression. Mission advancement only saved for a host because some missions are optional and non-sequential. That's their... So? I know.
You remember how it did it in Dead Island 3, a game that everybody made fun of because the graphics were terrible? It just said, this guy completed it. Does he want to do it again?
I know.
Like, it's not...
I think this is the dumb... You can see I'm screenshotting it.
Yeah. Why is it... Like, why are you in a... I don't get it. That's how this started. When I see these, I feel like Will Ferrell from Zoolander.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. Like,
why? Why would you? And the thing is I'm not going to say they hardcore like focused on co-op, right? But they did kind of lean like, and you can play with your friends and you can do this and you can do that. Like, no one wants to play a game and then have to replay everything they just did.
Yeah.
No, it's dumb.
Nobody does. Replaying the same thing like the next day because your friends
do. You know what that is? Yeah, that's like... If we all did a raid in Destiny 2 and only I got credit for it because I hosted the raid, and then we had to do it six other times, right? And you're probably saying, well, Jordan, what about Dark Souls and Elden Ring? Completely different style of game, and I would actually be okay if it kept both our progress in that game too, so it doesn't even matter.
Anyways, So David, to your initial question is like, what's my overall thoughts? I think it's an average game that released way too early, and should not have happened because of who the developer was. There are too many question marks for my mind, and my biggest question of all is, why is this a $70 game?
Why are
it's not even co-op, full co-op?
Why is any game $70?
Well, that's the thing. The bigger question. How many $70 games have I purchased? I think this is my second one. If this is the caliber of $70 games that's coming out, I am never buying one ever again.
Yeah.
Not until like 3 weeks later when I can go, okay.
David, let me tell you why games are $70. Because there's every you know, inflation, everything. I mean, it's not 2008 anymore.
Putin?
I mean,
Putin?
Yeah, it could be a whole bunch of different things, you know. All other industries have raised their prices.
Did you just video say games, like the Canadian fries that are that are cheesy or gravy?
All other industries have raised their prices, so video games should too. You know, disregard that video games actually have more ways than any other industry to make money. You know,
but, and more ways than ever before, and are making more money than ever before.
But you know, whatever. We don't know anything. We just play them.
Well, but it's helped the little guy. Well, the little guys aren't charging me $70.
Here's my biggest concern why you guys are doing that.
Yeah.
What does 2023 have for Xbox? It has
Starfield.
Redfall and Starfield.
Redfield, like
Forza.
Landfill?
Forza.
Forza, okay. We have exclusive big hitters. This was one of them.
Well, clearly wasn't.
It was proclaimed. The marketing team at Microsoft said this was one of them.
Yeah.
It wasn't. And so is this what we get to look forward to? You know, too, is our games going to be coming out like this? And this is it confuses me. And I'm generally a positive person when it comes to, you know, playing games and being okay. I give the developer a lot of credit a lot of the time. There's so many questions here on my mind. Like, how did this?
Yeah.
How was this released at $70? Why is this not a preview game? How did no one play it beforehand, even at Arcane on an Xbox? I played it on the Series X. I can't imagine what it plays on, you know, lesser hardware. On my PC, it's fluctuating. The graphics or the FPS is fluctuating all over the map. The CGI, there's no CGI. The AI, if anything else, if this came out perfectly polished, except how the AI plays, as it stands right now, it's target practice. The game is one of those, you know, browser games where you just click and that's all it is. Maybe you just play it like that and it's a good time. I can think, okay, let's give this some credit. If no one knew who Arcane was, if no one knew anything about this game and it came out as a preview game, as a $20 game, people are going to play this. Oh, maybe even Game Pass players that have never heard of the hype that was behind this game. They'll come out, play it in co-op, and they'll be like, yeah, this is fun. I don't know what people are talking about.
Then lose all their progress.
Yeah, because it's only on the host. But that's this game. Maybe there's people out there that are like that, which is fine. I love it when people enjoy games. However, this game was touted as a big player in the Xbox exclusivity friend. You know, this was something that we could all look forward to. I feel like I should have played Star Wars instead. I have limited time, man.
Which also had issues, but is fun.
Yeah. I honestly did not have fun playing this game.
That for $70, that sucks. Yeah.
I did not. I felt like I was. Funny, and it's not like, you know how
this
like
on Game Pass.
This is on Game Pass. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but let's just say, you know. Yeah.
Well, it's $70 for people that don't have Game Pass, which there's still quite a bunch of people that I'm sure that are like.
Yeah.
Let's say
I did for not the have sake fun.
For the like a crappy '80s movie. I have a good time because it's so crappy. The problem is, this is like in between crappy and good. I don't know where this lands, but it wasn't very fun. And I felt like I had to keep playing it so I could talk about it. And I'm like, you know what? It'll get better. It'll get better.
And just never did.
Yeah. I'm kind of envious that you guys got to play Star Wars, you know? So anyways,
That's a shame.
I didn't mean to be so negative, but I don't know what happened.
What this has to do, Forza has to hit, which, to be fair, I think will. It'll hit its audience like it usually does, because this is Forza, a mainstay Forza. So this is going to be the more simulator version of Forza.
Do you think they're going to do seasons and a five-hour tutorial?
I don't know. It's a simulator, so... I mean, they just throw you in there. So Microsoft Flight Simulator did.
Right? Racing games don't need a five-hour tutorial.
No, they do not. They definitely don't. No, I think Forza has to hit, but what has to hit, and if you are the least bit afraid that it won't hit, you need to delay it again, but Starfield has to hit. Whatever your next big one is, it has to hit.
Well, that video that, David, you posted on your X1, the Gamer channel... You showed the interview with, who was it with?
It was kind of funny, XCast.
Yeah.
And then Phil Spencer.
And Phil Spencer said an interesting phrase. He said, it wasn't as simple as delaying it for 3 months. Because I think he was talking about the core creative of the game was off.
Yeah, the core, I mean, the fundamentals of the game.
But isn't that the fundamentals? Isn't that why you canceled Scalebound, though?
Yeah. Well, exactly. And that's it. Just it baffles me.
Do you think they couldn't cancel it though? Because Microsoft have been getting a lot of flack the last year. I think they were
honestly, in defense of Microsoft or Xbox, I think they were honestly hands off on this. I don't. From what the reports are. Again, I encourage everybody to go over to and read the Windows Central article on exactly the inner structure at the moment with Bethesda and Microsoft. It's not fully yet there.
But it needs to change.
But again, that's why I think the main issue here is not that the game sucks.
I'm going to fast forward to gameplay. This is me trying to figure out the menu system.
Yeah, the main issue here is Microsoft decided to hype this game. And some people could argue like, well, no, it kind of got hyped by itself. No. Very, very few things get hype naturally. They get hyped because you want them to be hyped, and you put dollars on. You send out preview copies to developers, or not developers, but to streamers and to influencers, and you hype it. If you remember, this was the E3 one more thing, right? Like the conference was over, the showcase, and then it was like one more thing, and it was Redfall.
That's, from Arcane, yeah.
That's you saying this is going to be a big deal.
Well,
and remember, they did the same thing with Halo Infinite at the showcase, and then afterwards they came out and said, "Oh, well, that was alpha footage."
This makes me feel
and it's like,
"Well,
what? Who is putting this together? That who's making these promotion decisions?"
It makes me feel like Microsoft. I have had up to this point the opposite opinion of you two when it came to the hands-off approach, because I'm always like, "Yeah, Microsoft has obviously the hands-off approach where they're like, we trust you, make a good game. Mm-hmm. We'll pay the checks, just make a good game. Honestly, this is the first time I'm doubting the opposition to because you guys didn't like that. You haven't liked that for, I think,
no,
years.
You need to have I would call it a parenting approach, right?
Sure.
Like, the kids are outside. They're kind of passing each other on the monkey bars, but you kind of let it happen. You know, they need to learn life is hard. But then someone like starts, you know, picking up and throwing rocks at windows. You step in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You let them go. You give them their freedom, and then you step in when needed.
I actually liked Microsoft hands-off approach up until this. I think this is the first game that I am like, what is Microsoft's role here now? I like that they trust creativity, but there has to be somebody to play the game and go, if we set this at a $70 game.
Well, don't they have like focus groups?
I don't know. I would have thought.
So I think it's okay.
Yeah, just send me the games first. I'll let you know, guys. I'll let you know I don't want to play this game anymore.
Let's look at the best products at their peak. And Spicy, I think you'll agree with this, but let's look at Apple at its peak. When things...
2011.
When things are rolling, do you think Steve Jobs was like, yeah, work on whatever you want to work on? No. Steve Jobs was a dictator.
Steve Jobs... I think Apple was Steve Jobs' make cool for me. Yeah. I want to have 1,000 songs on my phone now. And yeah. I think the world benefited because he wanted cool stuff.
And so I think like you hear ideas, obviously you want your, as far as freedom, I think you give developer, you know, these game studios freedom to develop what they would love to develop. And then, and that's when you step in and say, I think that's a good idea. Or nope, that's not a good idea. Find something else. Yep, that's a good idea. Now I'm going to Steve Jobs you. And I am all over you. All the time. There are dates that we're hitting. Where is this? Why is it not here? What are we doing? There's quality things happening. Granted, we don't know
Bill Burr, yeah.
We don't know the structure on the, you know, how everything's structured on the inside or anything like that. But irregardless, I don't care that it's bad again. I care who's making the decision to make this your marquee title. And that's the mistake. This is a self-inflicted wound. Think about like Minecraft
that you
Legends.
Didn't need
Minecraft
right
Legends,
now.
And I said this earlier in the week. Minecraft Legends dropped. It's not great. It's okay. It's an experiment title. It's not bad. Apparently, this is bad. I didn't play it, but there was no outrage. Why? Because you didn't set it up as you didn't market it as such. They messed up on the marketing side here more than anything. And so, to Jordan's point. Yes, I don't think a showcase or a game like Starfield has mattered more for Xbox ever.
It's got to hit.
It's got to hit. And not because like if it does, let's pretend that it doesn't hit. It's not that Microsoft is over, Xbox is done. There's a perception that becomes reality. In this case, I think there's a reality, though.
You're obviously trying to talk to this guy who's very poorly rendered.
Yeah, I'm trying to talk. I'm like, okay. So sorry to interrupt, David. Yeah, sorry. They forced a sequence of events in this quest line. Like, I don't know what to do. I can't talk to anybody. What I had to do was, which it doesn't show on the map. There's like it. I had to go look at a box and then come talk to. It's the weirdest thing. Like they're sequentially quests. Are bugged, like quests are bugged in this game too. There's a lot of things that are bugged. This was one of them. I'm like, what the hell do I do at this point?
But no, I think I legitimately think Forza will do its thing, right? Forza, but I think Starfield's more important just because I think Starfield hits a wider audience than a main series Forza. And the reason I say that is because Forza hits the crowd that Gran Turismo hits. You know what I mean? I think it's more of a, I think it's a big crowd, but I think it's more of a niche crowd, a condensed crowd.
Yeah.
I think Starfield is a...
No, Forza Motorsport will hit. I have no question there. Starfield, though, is the game.
It's how your big holiday seller.
How much Todd Howard feeling now?
He's like, come on, guys.
Come. I mean, in fairness, Redfall is his baby, so it's kind of his fault.
Well, no, it's Arkane. Bethesda just oversees them.
They're the publisher.
And Microsoft oversees them.
And it's too, yeah. So and
is Microsoft?
Can I read a comment? Actually, let me pull up this comment. Continue because I would like to get your thoughts on this comment.
Continue, okay? Because Arkane Austin is the company that made this game. They're the ones who did Prey. The argument could be made: well, it wasn't Arkane's official studio; they put their name on it. Arkane Austin, get the main hub on there. And to be fair, they made Prey, so they have the capability of making a great game.
Mm-hmm. Here is the comment that I'd like to read. This is from Devout Cannon, member of the community, who commented on the video that I did. By the way, if you haven't come join me, I'm dropping daily Xbox news videos. We're trying to. I always say daily, and then I'll skip a few days.
Daily,
week off. Nope.
You know, but this week I almost hit every single day. So come join us. X1 the Gamer. Link is in the description. Blah blah blah. But Devout Cannon commented on when this news dropped. Here's the comment that he left, and I think this is reflective of a lot of players' feelings at the moment. He says, "I went from PC gaming to mostly console gaming about 8 years ago. I bought the Xbox." Then every single variation ever since. Actually, multiples of every Xbox since the whole family games. I've never owned a PlayStation in my life, excuse me, until last year when I got the PS5. The gap between the quality of PS games and Xbox games was stunning to me. I never understood it until I actually experienced it, night and day. If Starfield is also a dud, Sadly, I don't see myself buying another Xbox. Something is wrong, and there is no indication it's going to get better. Hope I'm proven wrong.
Yeah, well, no, he's right.
Oh, well, he's half right. I'm gonna go ahead and say he's half right. The good games we forget about. The bad games we remember a lot of the time, like Hi-Fi Rush.
Yeah, I mean, that was only a month ago. But I think the point here is the good games we forget about when they're not world-class Game of the Year games. Those games never get forgotten about. And Xbox hasn't even had a nominated first-party title Game of the Year game in a decade, in 10 years.
Oh, man, you're spitting facts like that?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Well, and just look at
I just see things.
Look at the comparison. Gosh,
is that true?
Yeah. Whereas Nintendo, PlayStation every year has had one. Nintendo has almost had one every year nominated.
And we're talking strictly like
first party titles. Yeah, this was analyzed. In fact, if you Google that, you could pull it up.
Okay. You want me to just get off like this
chart
play?
It's like a chart that was made. I actually like staying on the gameplay. Let's just stay on it. But.
Well, this is the thing. Like, you look what you're up against. I mean, you have Redfall, which Xbox hyped up, going against, I guess, the next PlayStation exclusive. I don't know if it's timed or not. Would be what, Final Fantasy 16?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, there's a huge difference in quality. If you take God of War and Forza, Horizon.
Here is the thing. I do think there's a lot of bad hot takes out there. For instance, Phil Spencer should be fired. No, he shouldn't. Phil Spencer is the only reason Xbox is doing as good as it's doing.
Yeah.
Do adjustments need to be made, or do we need to find? I think players are. We're ready. Let's start seeing the payoff of these acquisitions, and I think that that's where a lot of this comes from. We've waited 10 years. Where are these titles?
Yeah.
And so it puts all the pressure on Starfield. Phil Spencer, he's the guy for the job. I think he's doing things. Xbox is still successful. Their business model is still successful. The Game Pass is still paving the way. There's just this last piece that if they could get it together would absolutely crush it. And that last piece is
a good first party
world class Triple A first party games, because Hi-Fi Rush is a world class game. It's not a Triple A game.
2016 Doom, was that?
It's Doom's not multi platform.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I guess technically all games will be multi platform coming from Microsoft in the Xbox and PC. Yeah. But you know, like that's what we meant. You know, like a Microsoft game,
Microsoft first party title. Yeah. Now, and having said that as well, we also forget, to your point, Spicy, was it last year or 2020? Last year, that Xbox had the highest combined Metacritic score of all of its games. That was the year that Microsoft Flight Simulator dropped.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, it's not that Microsoft is doing bad, but this is a big self-inflicted wound. And one thing that I've never seen...
Psychonauts,
I mean,
this, 2.
I mean, that was nominated for Game of the Year?
Uh-huh, in 2021. Am I crazy?
Was Psychonauts 2 nominated for Game of the Year?
Yeah, It Takes Two, Deathloop, Metroid Dread, Psychonauts 2, Ratchet & Clank.
Yeah, well, only one in the past 10 years.
So there you go, one in the past 10 years, yeah. But to your point, Psychonauts 2, fantastic, fantastic game as well. So it's not... There's terrible hot takes, this is the end of Xbox, no. But what it is
Plague Tale...
Multi-platform.
That's multi-platform? Okay.
Yeah.
What it is, again, is I've never seen the Xbox community.
Yeah. It does, to be fair, it doesn't come close. Like, listen to... I can... God of War, Horizon Zero Dawn, Uncharted, Spider-Man. These are all... And these are, like, consistently year after year after year. Yeah. Sekiro, The Last of Us, Part 2... Ghosts of Tsushima.
Ghosts of Tsushima.
Yeah, these are Ratchet and Clank. Sony has had one on the. Sometimes they've had more than one. God of War, Ragnarok, Horizon Forbidden West. Yeah, they've had consistency in the top.
Yep.
That's fascinating, David. That's a crazy stat you just.
you just threw out there.
Although, come on, Psychonauts 2. Tim Schafer's the man.
Yeah, but so what I'm saying is Devout Cannon's reason I wanted to read Devout Cannon's comment, and a huge shout out to Devout Cannon, is I've never seen the Xbox community in this state. There's tons of fanboys, you know, tons of other people out there that hate the Xbox, for instance. At Dreamcast Guy, your takes are terrible, bro. Yeah. I almost did a video responding to your video, but it was 15 minutes long, and I didn't want to sit through your 15-minute crappy take. He's like, I just want Microsoft to succeed. A rising ship raises all boats. Your entire channel is built on hating Microsoft. What are you talking about? I've seen all your videos, and you try to act middle of the road, but you're actually not. Just be honest.
That's
CNN hard. To the gaming world. Pick a side, bro. Don't act like you're objective when you're not.
Oh man.
I was gonna say something.
Well, here's the thing. Here's a question for you. Do you think Microsoft is getting too big? Too many studios to manage?
No, of course not.
Well, not right now, and they're just like, just release it.
No, I don't know. You can't say
what's on TV right now.
No, there is questions on. I just, you know, why that was your main marketed game is the biggest question. But I mean, we'll see.
How I would describe the launch TLDR of Redfall is disappointed.
That's how I would describe the current state of the Xbox player base at the moment. Is it's just like hands in the air exasperation.
I honestly was not expecting much. And I was disappointed.
That's not good. Yeah. So everybody, the sky is not falling. It's not doom and gloom, but there is an issue of marketing in my mind
and management.
These titles.
Let's try to put our minds in Microsoft's. Like, I want to think like Microsoft. I want to think like Sony. You want to have hype around your games. Hype creates sales, right? So, yeah. I mean, let's think of Sony with No Man's Sky. They want to showcase games that people are excited about. They want to sell games, so they get them excited.
Yeah.
Get the audience excited. I can see that point of view, right? So that's what they're trying to do.
Sure.
I see nothing wrong necessarily with that. I like to get excited about games.
Yeah.
The problem is when the game does not deliver.
That you've hyped. Well, and it's not even that it doesn't deliver. In this case, it wasn't even in the ballpark.
They went to the wrong...
Well, okay, so Arcane, they've never really done a shooter-looter, so it's a first for them. But there was no great thing about this game. The game was...
I would accept that if this was like the original Destiny, but there has been so many looter shooters that you know what works and what doesn't work, and from you know what the baseline is, right? And then you can add from there.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Hey, I know what I can say. And I said this on your video. At least Phil Spencer is taking responsibility. At least he's saying, we want to do better.
Yeah, but
we're going to sit down and do better.
That's my thing. Aren't you tired of hearing that?
But here's the thing. Sony literally through Hello Games, there's the bus coming this way.
Yeah, but also
they were like, okay, throw them under the bus. No Man's Sky sucks. You're right, guys. It was all the developers' problem.
Yeah, but also
I'd rather have that.
No, but also
which you really
no, but also no, it wasn't a first party studio. Like that was just an exclusive partnership.
It was a partnership.
So they could do that.
I know.
Do you think if Xbox didn't own Arcane Studios, Xbox would be like, sorry, guys. These yahoos.
Well, of course they would.
Everybody did it with really? Cyberpunk, remember? Cyberpunk.
You should watch. I watched a video by, it was a couple weeks ago, before this game even came out. It was by the internet historian on YouTube.
Did you, was it
about No Man's
Sky? Yeah, it's really good. Actually,
it's like a 55 minute video. It is awesome. The first half of the video is completely demonizing Hello Games and demonizing like the main developer. Yeah. And the second half of the video, it's their side of things.
It's
so good.
It's like a documentary style. It's very well done.
It's so good. And at the end, my favorite line was, after all this research I did, I've come to the conclusion that these guys are good guys. Talking about Hello Games.
You learn to really like the main developer. Like you're like he's just trying.
The first half of the video, you're like, this guy should be in hell. Like because it's the perspective of the real world. Everybody should watch that video because it's super fascinating. And Sony literally they're like, oh yeah, you're right, guys, let's get on board with this. Down, throw him under the bus. To be fair, what I'm trying to say is at least Phil Spencer is saying, you know what? It's my fault. I got to figure out how to be a better, be a better dad.
But see, this is the thing. Like, you knew it was going to happen. Like, I highly doubt you did not know the state of the game. You know what I mean? And that's why.
Maybe he's playing Starfield and he's been stuck in that world for 3 months.
That's the game they're playtesting.
Maybe that's what they're doing.
Well, I think it was one of those things that the cans for Mountain Dew were already printed and it just needed to go out.
Yeah.
You know? Because you know how they do, like, Call of Duty does the double XP? I mean, you can't.
Yeah. Once those hit the shelves.
Yeah, it had to go out.
You're committed. Yeah. Well,
or are we looking at this entirely the wrong way? Is Microsoft's marketing team literally in the zone? Are we looking at this the wrong way?
About Xbox.
This
is the most people have been talking about Xbox in a while.
Mark had no fun with this game, but he still played it because of the marketing.
No. Well, I played it because I'm like, it's got to get better. Like something's wrong.
You're telling me that it's very basic and you have no 60
frames?
Watch this execution.
So good.
So that's what I'm saying. Real quick, for those of you listening, Mark was crouched behind the door, and this guy walks through, and he punches him in the nuts, basically, and he dies. It's an execution.
So see, that's what just I'm saying. Falls down. Maybe the marketing team looks at this and goes, "I got this watch," and they just tear it up.
Oh man!
So maybe Microsoft has too good of a marketing team.
Can we talk about? Did you guys see that game, Chrono Odyssey?
I saw you did a video on it.
Holy shat. Pull that bad boy up. It is beautiful. So picture this. If you guys haven't yet, if you're listening to this, go check out Chrono Odyssey on YouTube. Gameplay trailer reveal. They show off gameplay. Now, they're saying this is an MMO, but it's really not, at least from what I can tell. I think they're lying.
It can't be with the graphics are showing off.
Yeah, yeah. Well, marketing. I think what it is there's MMO aspects to it. So, because in the trailer, basically think of Black Desert Online, like looks and style mixed with, Dark Souls. I would say it has a little bit of a Dark Souls vibe to it. And then a little bit of Black Desert Online. Those two have a baby and this is what you get. You're messing with time here where you can pause it and rewind it, but it is absolutely beautiful. And so I think like the levels are single player. It's in an open world, but I think like the dungeons or whatever are single player. And then there's open world events that look to me to be the MMO aspect because there's multiple people fighting these giant monsters.
When does this game come out?
And dragons. There is no release date yet. It does drop on the, I believe, exclusive console, the Xbox Series X and S. And look at that. Look how good that looks.
This is an exclusive to Xbox?
Console exclusive.
Wait. Oh, so it's on PC and Xbox.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. At least for right now, at the end screen, they don't show Sony or Nintendo. So, I mean, yeah, this is going to be on Nintendo.
Yeah, it totally looks like a Dark Souls.
Yeah, here's the Dark Souls kind of vibe.
I actually think I know exactly which Dark Souls boss that is.
And then, fighting looks so good. It's beautiful.
It looks like the Abyss Watchers, the way he moves.
Totally does. 100%.
And his, basic
bottle.
Yeah, like, T-Bucks, like Fantasy Destiny, kind of. And so here's the clock. The only bad graphics is that part.
Well, it's not bad graphics. It's bad animation.
Bad physics. Yeah, bad animation. Yeah, you're right,
and,
right there.
And you'll see it.
Dude, that's totally like, yeah, this has got to be it.
All the ripped off animations are this from
totally,
Dark Souls.
This is totally an Eastern game, isn't
all
it?
All the animations they had to do is...
That's awesome, dude. That's awesome.
Look, he just headbutted like five people.
That's my class.
Yeah, whatever class that was. And so right now you're just seeing the single player stuff, and then there's the Iron Man bad guy that made a presence into this game. They just took that game model.
The Destroyer.
Yeah, the Destroyer. And then here is a boss fight, and you'll see, like, now it's MMO. So I think it's world events.
Oh, yeah. So what's cool is how many people are on the screen. I feel like when they show the 30-plus people running around.
Yeah, right. Here's another one, yeah.
If Warcraft didn't have the look of a 20-year-old game, it would probably look similar to like this if it was made today.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people going down.
Like, and here comes the big fight. Like, this is a huge dude. Yes. Look at that, though.
Jordan, yeah. When you weren't here a couple weeks ago, I mentioned this. You inspire me.
Why?
Because when I was playing WoW with you like a month or two ago.
Oh, yeah. He did mention this.
I mentioned this on the show, and yeah. It blew my mind. There's like 40 of us. I don't even know how many people are in a raid. And you were the tank. And you ran up, and you were
getting mad at the other
Aragorn
tank.
From Lord of the Rings, and you looked back at me, Legolas, whatever, however you pronounce it, and you say, "For Frodo," and you run forward, and everyone followed you. It was one of the greatest moments of my gaming life, is just to see how cool you were.
I remember when the three of us literally had to do the entire boss mechanic.
Yeah, on a
because like
a
no one raid. Like no, it was like, guys, just stand over there.
just go. The lightning's gonna go, and then just stand over by the edge.
Like if you're not gonna like try, just don't even enter the arena. Like it helps us if you don't. Just yeah.
The reason I bring that up, Jordan, is can you imagine you
just headbutting someone?
And everybody's waiting, eating like biscuits and stuff.
Yeah, getting their food buffs
and fighting,
on
and fighting.
And
this
then
dude.
You charge forward and you look back at me for Frodo. You know,
yeah,
it was actually super. I have that etched in my memory as one of my favorite gaming moments.
I don't think you guys finished that raid with me.
No, because we couldn't.
No, remember we got to the final boss and it was like 2:30 a.m. and everybody was like, "Oh, I can't do that."
Well, my bad. It's not there. It is PS5. I don't know why I thought it was console exclusive. Apologies.
We tried. Okay. Correction.
Correction.
Oh yeah, we tried.
I'm an idiot.
And then you just did it without us because you gave up on us. But I mean, we couldn't carry that boss fight. That one split us up. Split us up into three sections. And then you finish the boss by punching him in the nuts. Yeah, it's
this game looks cool though.
Yeah, I don't know how an
MMO... I wonder if we'll ever get it.
Here's the problem with MMOs. Their graphics usually suck.
Well, that's why I don't think it's an MMO. I think because of that time piece, too, where they, like, freeze, you can't do that in an MMO. I think...
Well, I've seen... All you got to do is make the graphics 680p, you know? And then you can put it on anything. I've seen that. I mean, Witcher's on the Nintendo now.
It is.
Real quick, can I follow up? So that's Chrono Odyssey. Guys, go check it out. I think it's a beautiful trailer.
It looks really good.
Yeah, it looks cool. I want to follow up. Last week, I talked a little bit about Minecraft Legends, and I hadn't had a chance, or not last week, but 2 weeks ago, because we weren't here last week.
Yeah.
I didn't have a chance at that point to play multiplayer. I only had done single player. I now have played multiplayer, and I very much enjoy it. In fact, I would encourage you not to play single player. At all. just go to multiplayer and go to the trainer mode is what you could do. I think that the weakness, now I haven't jumped into it this week, but last week before I left, we were out of the country. Before I left, I jumped into multiplayer and I could only do trainer mode. Where this game is going to struggle, if there's not, because it's six man or eight man teams. Anyways, I sat there for like 35 minutes and people were jumping in and out, but they could never complete a team. So this game hopefully has a multiplayer audience now where you can jump in quickly.
Yeah.
They do need 1v1 matches, in my opinion. Where I would say we should start playing is we just go to trainer mode and it's us versus the AI. You are not limited to the number of peons. What's the good word? Followers.
Minions?
Aren't minions. You just upgrade them. So in the campaign, you're at least to what I had played since we spoke last, I was limited to 20. But in multiplayer, you just upgrade really quickly, and you can do that in single player too as you go along the single player campaign. And what they do is they put you, so I did one-on-one versus a computer multiple times, and they put you, the person you're playing against, and in between are minion bases. And you use those minion bases to resource, to gather certain resources that you need. And then it's first one to win.
To
death, basically. I waited like good 15, 20 minutes. I did my base building, which the minute I got over to the other guy, my base freaking sucked compared to what the computer did. It was amazing what they had, like Baileys and towers within towers, and it was crazy. Anyways, I think it's really fun. I think there's something here, and it's going to be interesting to see what they're going to struggle with is what Halo Wars 2 struggled with, and that is how many people are playing multiplayer. I think they're going to struggle more if they don't have an audience, because at least in Halo Wars 2, you could do 1v1 and in Blitz mode. Blitz mode is where it struggled in Halo Wars 2.
Here's a question for you. Did you play PvP on console?
Yes.
RTS is on console. I don't think you have
There's just not an audience.
Isn't it crossplay though?
Yeah, this is. Yeah.
Yeah, so theoretically, you should find it faster.
Well, but I wonder. Yeah, I wonder how that
is it open?
I wonder how that
server
works.
I'm sure it is. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm playing on PC, and I'm going to destroy you then, David.
I actually don't think that you have a huge advantage on PC.
You do. I beat this game.
Did you play? What did you think?
I'm probably in like 50 hours.
Yeah, what did you think? What do you think?
I never played the multiplayer because I wanted to beat the game. So I don't know anything about the multiplayer, but it was fun. I mean, I played it to finish it. The secret is skeletons, man.
Oh, yeah.
Those things are the... that's the Zerg you want. That is the ball of death.
Yeah, so we should definitely set up some multiplayer this week.
I would really enjoy that, yeah.
Yeah.
I played both on PC and Xbox, and I feel like PC's just faster. Mm. I mean, it's an RTS, actions per minute count. So, and you can just do things faster on a PC.
Yeah.
With mouse and keyboard.
It's just, I like the combo. I like the way that it's their economy is resources from your, what, Valiants? Is that what they call them?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's an interesting take, and I think there's something here long term if they can maintain a PvP player base.
Yeah,
I agree. Halo Wars was good.
Halo Wars was really good. Blitz mode was so fun,
but it ultimately failed because it was an RTS on a console.
Yeah, they didn't have.
You play on the PC though.
They didn't have a PC. Did they have a PC at the time?
Uh huh.
I don't know
if the two could play
probably,
together.
I don't think you could at the time. Because I would play the same
and
people.
At a certain point, you don't want to spend all your money on Blitz cards, you know? So that always hurts you, too.
Well, I never spent a dime. I earned all
Didn't you have to buy them?
No.
I thought you had to buy them.
No, it was all... This was before...
This was before microtransactions.
Before they wanted to do stuff like that, I think. But Halo Wars is a very... Blitz mode, particularly.
It's a good game.
Very solid.
It's actually surprisingly good for... It being a Minecraft shell. I don't know
how you mean this? You mean, Minecraft Legends?
Yeah, Minecraft Legends. Oh, sorry. I'm watching the game.
Yeah.
No, this game is very good. It's a different take on an RTS.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, I agree. I think there's something here. You've got to get the PvP long term and make sure there's an audience there.
How do you do that, though? How? Do you put the hype into this instead of Redfall?
By taking some of your marketing budget and put it into this. Like, I think...
But the RTS audience...
I think watching this competitively would be highly entertaining.
It honestly would. Do they have a viewer mode?
A ladder? Do they even have rankings?
No, rankings, I mean, rankings is important too, but you... Now, in today's viewable PvP, you know, content... You need a viewer model for like Overwatch. Somebody to announce what's going on, to move from person to person, to have things on the board. You need the StarCraft. You need to be able to see what they're building, what their economy's like, to give announcers the ability to see what's going on and so as to commentate. If you don't have that, then it's very difficult to Are you checking to see if they have that?
No.
Oh. It would be really fun to watch. The problem is, I mean, it's a good thing and a bad thing. It's an RTS.
Yeah.
The RTS audience
is almost universally PC, yeah.
Well, not necessarily universally PC. It's not very large. Other games that'll bring in money.
Yeah. Well, the thing that Microsoft has going for this over Halo Wars 2 is Microsoft is much more cross-platform now than it was then. Mm. I mean, okay. And so I think you could sustain this long-term. I hope they do. I hope they do, because I think there's something special here.
You definitely need games to matchmake faster than 30 minutes, though.
Oh, I was dying. And so finally, then I was like, well, how do I just play? I just want to play. And so then trainer mode was the way to do it, but.
Yeah. I mean, sponsor streamers. I mean, it's a necessary evil. Get your main Minecraft streamers to play this. Get StarCraft players to just casually have a sponsored stream and figure out the game and play it.
Yeah.
I agree. That's how you get hype. And then, I mean, it's a technically free game on Game Pass.
Yeah.
It's very good. I think it's very good.
Yeah. Yeah, we should play multiplayer. I think that's where this would be a ton of fun.
I'm interested to see what pro players could just do, like what they could do to this game.
Yeah, what I would like to do is see two competitive players.
No rush, five men.
I would love to see them try to blitz each other, because what do you do there?
You have to. I mean, it's defense, then maximize economy. It's maximize economy with defense.
And then your respawn time, you're not really dinged. So why couldn't, like, let's say it's the three of us. Why couldn't Jordan say, guys, I'm going to sacrifice myself, go wreak havoc right away while we're building up, or two of you, go wreak havoc while we're building up.
Is there a reward for killing you? Like in League and in Dota, if you kill an enemy hero, you get a bunch of XP.
That's a great point. I think you probably do get a portion of resources. But who cares?
Deaths are, I mean, deaths in those games win matches.
Yeah.
I guess kills in those games win matches.
Yeah, so you're over there dominating them right away, wreaking havoc.
Well, if you get a kill when you weren't supposed to, the game could almost end instantly.
Yeah, it would be very curious. Like stuff like that, I would love to see. So it's very interesting. I do want to shout out some super chats here before we get ready to go. Super Shocker gifted 5 X1 Bros memberships. Thank you very much, Super Shocker. Appreciate it. Reactor Leak, it's his 34-month Atriox membership. He says, games make more money than ever, save more money by needing less physical copies than ever. I missed you guys. Amen, Reactor Leak. Missed you as well. We were out last week. We're back. It's good to be back. Good to be hanging out. And then Reactor League also gifted 5 X1 Bros memberships as well. Thank you very much for those gifted subs. Everybody who's listening to us live, if you would like to join us live, come join us every single week. You can submit your questions. You can hang out with us. You can support the show. YouTube.com/X1Bros.
Before we go, David.
Yes.
I do want to ask Jordan, because I unfortunately had to play Redfall.
Yeah.
Someone else in this group got to play Star Wars, and I'm extraordinarily jealous. Yeah,
no, this one is worth playing. This one is worth $70 if you had to pay for it.
Is it worth $70?
I think so. Now, yes, there are performance issues, but I didn't experience any bad ones. The first area, you could tell the frames were definitely dropping, but after that, I seemed pretty good. I feel like, because I've seen a lot of people online talk about performance issues.
We're talking about Jedi Fallen Survivor, or Star Wars Jedi
Survivor. Yeah.
Fallen Survivor, that's a mix between the two games. Okay.
It's, like, I guess I could say I've had performance issues, but it's not...
Game breaking?
No, like, because I've heard a lot online, and I've seen people have performance issues that I haven't quite had yet. Now, that may be because I'm specifically on the Series X. I know PC has been having some problems, but even people in chat say that they've been having a pretty decent time on.
Is this EA's top title? Top IP at the moment? The Star Wars Survivor franchises?
Well, I mean, you still have Apex and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, outside of like standalone single player story. What else?
I think it's their only standalone.
They did just do, what was it, Wild Hearts?
I thought that was Ubisoft.
No, that was... EA. Was it Wild Hearts? Am I saying it wrong? It's their Monster Hunter trying to compete with
I think that was Ubisoft.
Oh, that was EA.
Oh, okay. I think you're wrong.
No. What do you want to bet? I'll bet you. I want a burger.
Okay.
PGA Tour?
Yeah, that's a single player zone.
But is this as good as the first one or better?
It's hard to say because I got to get the full. I'm leaning towards it's better. Oh, look at that. EA was wild. It's like the first time you've ever been right over that.
No, I think there's been multiple times now.
I've enjoyed what I've played so far. What's really interesting is it's actually. So the first one started with like some awesome Mongolian throat music.
Oh yeah.
By what is it?
Oh, Wolf, that intro. The Who?
But Wolf Told Him by the Who. Yeah. Which, by the way, I like follow that band now.
That intro.
This so intro good. Is completely the opposite, but still has I think a really good effect. It's complete silence. Like spoiler for the first 5 minutes of the game.
I don't want to hear. I'm going to be playing this.
Okay, it's complete the first. It's complete silence, but I think it still has the same effect as the intro to the first game. Cool. But it's really I like it. I mean, if you're a Star Wars fan and you enjoyed the first game, I see you very much enjoying this game.
Yeah, that's cool. That's good to hear. That's good.
Dead Space. When did that come out? That was a long
ago. Yeah, but they did the remake.
The remake. That's what I. FIFA 23.
No, but yeah, as my experience with the game, I've noticed a few performance issues, but I've not noticed what like a lot of people have said online. Now, again, that may be the platform I'm playing on, but so far I've had a relatively smooth experience, and I've been enjoying the game.
I wanted to talk about that because before we left, David, because...
It is... If you had to choose between this and apparently Redfall... This would be the one.
Not even close.
Well, yeah. Here's my deal, though. I just spent $70 on Dead Island 2, and that sucks. Because $70 makes me actually like think about my purchases.
But Dead Island was fun. It is fun.
T-Bucks and
Joe, but it sucks that now it was $70. I'm not saying the game sucks. $70 makes me think about my purchases.
It's true.
A lot more. Yeah.
True. T-Buck says I probably spent 20 hours just customizing my lightsaber.
That's pretty cool.
There's $30 worth of
entertainment. I think I have dreams where I spend my entire dream customizing a lightsaber.
Yeah. Super chat here before we go out. Defenestrator says great show last week. That was spicy. Doing a gameplay stream in the from the wild. He says great show last week, but why no legendary Tetris play from Mrs. McSpicy? If you have a show pony, don't hide her in the stables.
That's funny. If I have a show pony, don't hide her in the stables. That's funny. I'll tell her you said that. She'll love that. We didn't do a show last week because both these guys were out of the country. Yeah,
I actually woke up because jet lag and stuff. It was 3 a.m. my time, and I was tuning into Spicy, watching him.
Oh, so you were? I thought you were still up, but you had slept. No,
I fell asleep. Yeah,
that's crazy. We streamed just playing random games. We played. The game of the year from apparently 20, whatever game that was, I can't even remember. It was the two-player game. It was really good.
Oh,
It Takes Two.
No Way Out.
Oh yeah, It Takes Two. It Takes Two. I was watching it and it was not what I expected it.
It won game of the year.
No. Tons of personality.
It's really good.
Yeah, it looks fun.
It Takes Two. Is it the Prison Break one?
No, that's what I thought too.
Or is it? Or no, am I? I also that.
This and is then EA. Is it the title?
A lot less prison and a lot more.
Like marriage, with, marriage. My family's gonna get divorced.
My family's getting divorced.
Let me turn them into these little voodoo dolls.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I'm thinking of like Unraveled too. It wasn't the yard.
Let's say it's a combination of those two. It
exactly is a combination of those two.
It was really really fun. But yeah, my wife is so good at Tetris. She blows my mind. Yeah, you're right. Defenestrator, you're right. I should have had her play Tetris the whole time. Why was I even there? So with them gone, me and my wife streamed on YouTube. We've got the show's still there if you guys want to watch it.
Jordan and I were talking. We were like, oh, I hope Spicy does a show. It'd be fun. Just
oh yeah, people were thinking I was going to do individual a rant.
Chat. It would be hilarious.
I just want to talk to you. You know what I should have done? Had a fireplace, like green screen.
Fireplace.
And I chat. Just have a drink. You just know,
a fireside the chat.
Smoking jacket and a pipe.
Yeah, and I'll be like, you know what? Let me tell you about fast food. Because you know what happened the night before? I talked about it on that show. I got food poisoning from Taco Bell. For several hours the previous night, I was puking the entire time. That's it was terrible.
When, the worst night's sleep I've ever gotten in my life happened last week because both my uncle and my youngest brother both got food poisoning and were up the entire night just hurling.
And it was the worst.
And it was like taking turns. And the rooms that the room I was staying in is right across from the bathroom. Yes. And it's just at one point I heard my youngest brother just going to town in the bathroom. You know, like you.
And, is he a screamer?
You, well, no, you know, it's when it's food poisoning and it like projects. Yeah. Like your stomach is just getting rid of everything.
Yeah.
So that was him. And then I hear because my uncle's bedroom was next door, I hear like the door open and rush to the bathroom and open the door. I hear my youngest brother go, "Oh, I'm here." I go, "Oh, sorry." And then I hear him go down the stairs, and he went outside to throw up. And then I hear, it's right here in the bathroom, one person hurling. And then out back in the distance.
You know what's crazy? This is what I learned something about the human body with that food poisoning thing.
It's a great way to lose weight.
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah. So when I wake up in the mornings, I'm not a morning person. It takes me like a good 20, 30 minutes just staring at the wall to figure life out and then realize, sure. Oh, I'm alive.
What time are you waking up these days, actually?
It depends. Early, later.
Average.
9 a.m.
That's pretty good, man. Yeah.
Yeah, that's I have a kid now. Which people are like, 9 a.m., you sleep in. Well, it's not sleeping in when you go to bed at 3. Anyways, so what fascinates me about the human body while we're watching Star Wars gameplay is that's how I am when I wake up. But when your body wants to throw up, I went from dead to asleep, 100. And then my body goes, "Yo, Brozef," smack, like my eyes bulged wide open, no grogginess, no nothing. Like it went all those like chemicals in your body, you know, it's like. Whoop! Just slide it off the table, and it's like, Brozef.
Time to wake up.
Wake up, bro. Head to that toilet and vomit for 2 hours. I'm a screamer when I. Like, I don't joke around. I go. I scream. I don't know why my body screams. Because it's forcing all the air out of my throat. And it's like, it makes me scream. And the next morning, like, I blow all the blood vessels in my eyes. So they're all, like, covered in blood. Because my body flexes. It doesn't joke around. But it blows my mind, like, how I can be... Why can't it do that in the morning? Why can't it just go,
like, your normal wake-up time?
And then, because, like, I'm laying there. I'm dreaming about lightsabers, and then... Like, I'm like, I gotta go. Yeah. Anyways, thanks, Taco Bell.
All right. Well, that does us, everybody. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Oh, my contact is coming out of my eye here. I'm gonna have to readjust it.
You pass out when you get nauseous, T-Bucks?
I'll go like this.
That's crazy.
Everybody, thank you.
Maybe you're just completely drunk. Like, plastered. I don't know.
All right, have a good week, guys. We'll be back.
That's our show.
Have a good one. We'll see you later.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. See you next week. I'm walking away.